Welcome to episode 3 of our game of Tag Across Europe. As a quick reminder, each player in the game is trying to get to a different location in Europe without getting tagged. Thanks to a series of mishaps for the chasers, Adam, the current runner, is getting dangerously close to his finish location on the island of Borkum. The good news for the chasers is that, thanks to delays, Adam is now stranded in Münster, Germany, where our train should be arriving any minute, giving us a perfect opportunity to catch him. But he's got one last plan to evade us.
So I'm going to stay here, go into the city, far away from where they would arrive, and to make sure I don't get caught, you know I brought a disguise. Ever since last season, I was roasted within an absolute inch of my life, continually until this day, for taking off the wig that I wore.
Just taking that unbelievably stupid wig off for a second.
I got him.
Oh, that sucks so much.
So the problem was, I realized, the wig is way too hot. So instead, I've got a sun hat. Now, the sun hat covers the back of my head and the sides of my head with these flappy things, right? I throw a mask on. There's no way you're going to know that that's me. Another thing I realized about my disguise, and disguises in general, is the key to them is that they can't look like disguises. So you have to think, what would go with the hat? What would somebody actually wear with this hat? And what would also cover up my bright pink shorts? Skirt. The backpack is reversible. Plain gray backpack. Totally different vibe. They will not be looking for it.
I have no idea where they are. Theoretically, they could have gotten here about 10 minutes ago at the earliest, I think, if all of my math and guesses are right. I'm gonna guess their train was probably delayed. Seemingly every train was delayed.
Ben, what did the announcement just say?
The train is delayed for 45 minutes because they, what do they have to do?
They're waiting for the replacement crew here.
They're waiting for the replacement crew, which is a thing. It's a very important thing.
But it's currently 7:33.
So that means that the rest period would start while this was still stopped here in the station, which means we have to get off here and end our day here in Dortmund, and not Münster, where Adam is. We can get on a train tomorrow morning to Münster and get there before the first train to Emden.
And that definitely won't be delayed.
And it definitely won't be delayed.
The first train of
because
the day.
The Deutsche Bahn runs
it's
on
Germans.
Time.
Oh, it's time to be real.
Tomorrow morning, I'm going to have to find some way to sneak onto the train at 7. It'll get me to Emden. I have the coins for it. I just have to get on it. I mean, I have no idea where they are. They might not even be in the city. They might not even be near the city. They also might already be here.
How would you rate our performance today?
I would say our performance was fine. I would say the Deutsche Bahn's performance was confusing.
Hello.
Like declare ourselves done.
We are declaring day one done for the Chasers. We are stopping here. We'll be here at...
See you here. 6 a.m.
6 a.m. God, I'm so out of it.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Oh, you can hear the bell. That's nice. Yeah, so it's 8 p.m. So now it's the rest period. We'll pick this up at this exact spot tomorrow morning.
Like Adam said, now it's the rest period. All players will go to a hotel for the night. We will resume from the exact spots we ended tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. That 6 a.m. start is pretty unfortunate for Adam. There's not a train to Emden until 7:07, meaning he's stuck in Münster until then. But there is a train that Ben and I can take to Münster that gets in at 6:54, meaning that if all goes well, we'll have the chance to catch him.
All right, good morning. Welcome back to Münster, Germany, where we are very scared and worried. The important thing is that I need to get on a train at 7 a.m. in an hour from now. And if they're here, that means I'm going to have to sneak past them to get onto that train. They might not be anywhere near here. They might be very far away. That would be very funny if I'm in disguise and very far away. Cut to them being very far away.
Hello. It is 6 a.m.
Everything is totally fine.
And everything continues to be totally fine.
Yeah, absolutely great.
So now we are going to hop on a train to Munster,
which is
going
to be on time.
Is that what that means?
It can't possibly mean that. Well, it's not on there. Zug fault off. I know what that means.
Yeah.
Why? He's going to be able to make it to Emden. And we're not.
We're going to be able to make it to Emden eventually.
I'm so exposed. If they're here, there's no way that they don't get me. I'm just like, there's no one around. Literally, like, every shape I see, I think is them. Like, I also, it doesn't help that I don't have my glasses on. So I'll just see, like, a blurry set of colors and think it's, like, Sam's hat.
There is an 8.05 a.m. to Emden.
Okay. So we get on this delay train to Munster. We missed the first train to Emden. Adam is on that train, probably. Yeah. We get on the next train to Emden.
And hopefully, he's still stuck there because the ferry doesn't leave, I think, until 12:30. Adam probably thinks we have, like, accidentally gone to Amsterdam or something.
Like,
it's got to seem so strange.
I would at least be paranoid if I were him.
I'm going to go home and board the train. I figure I'll sit in a side seat and look out the window so that if they were to board, they wouldn't be able to see my face.
Okay, this is our train to...
You want that one or that one? Let's go to that one.
Okay.
That one looks better.
Oh, here we go. Yes. All right. I mean, unless they are somehow at a station above me, we're making it to Emden.
Adam has sent us a yeehaw emoji, a cowboy emoji. Which one's that?
I don't know what yeehaw means. I don't know what yeehaw means.
I think it means that he got on that train.
Oh, I guess he was probably expecting us to get him.
Do you think he thinks he's like constantly swerving us or something?
Well, yeah. Adam, I'm sure whatever you're doing is really smart and cool, but you can chill out a little bit.
This is my breakfast. Okay, so I'm about to get to Emden, which is very exciting. There's a ferry from Emden to Borkum. If I can get to Borkum to the lighthouse, I mean, I win automatically. Now the problem is I'm getting into Emden at 9:09. There's a ferry at 9, so I'll miss that. And the next one is not until 12:30. I have to imagine that they will make it to Emden at that time. I mean, it's very, very possible that they're already on their way here now.
Train to Emden is here. Huh?
I don't know. I don't know what his plan is. I don't know what he's going to do when he gets to Emden.
Well, that's the thing. Like, he has to know at this point that, like, once he gets there, he's going to have 3.5 hours until the ferry. So he's got to have more of a plan than just, let's sit around.
I think the move is going to be get to Emden, stay in disguise, do challenges, see if I can save up for a power-up to slip past them at the last minute, potentially. You know, we'll have to see. There is no way that could be real. You crazy for this one, Germany. All right, so I'm not going to double up because that costs 250 coins. And right now I do have enough coins to take the ferry, so I don't want to risk losing those, like, you know, first do no harm, basically.
Cursed, you are now a knight. You may only walk or run in the pattern of a knight. For every 3 steps forward you take, you must take 1 step to the side. You will remain a knight until you go to a castle.
All right, well, is there a castle here? Okay, no. So there are not any castles. Yeah, I think I have to veto this. I think if my whole goal is to avoid detection, I can't be walking in a weird pattern. Not great. Not great. Okay. All right, let's just kind of wander into the middle of nowhere, shall we? Let's get far away from where they will go.
Do you have a message for Adam, Sam?
Hydrate or dihydrate.
Maybe I'll get like a coffee or something. That would be nice. You know, make a day out of it. Make a morning of it. All right, veto period's up. Draw another card. Please be good this time.
Find an American flag. Find a real American flag or a depiction of an American flag in the wild. The flag cannot be created by you in any way.
Ooh. Okay. Oof. All right, I don't think I want to veto this again. I need to start earning coins if I want to be able to buy that power up. Okay, let's think. All right, so my first thought on this is a grocery store. I feel like a grocery store would be likely to have American-made products, and then those might have an American flag on them. Oh no, they're all back towards the train station. Oh, crap. Okay. Because they could be getting into that train station within 20 minutes. Okay. We're going to run to the grocery store. We're going to look for flags on the way, and I should be able to get to the grocery store and out before they could get here.
Life360 thinks that Adam is driving. Do you think he's driving, or do you think he's just...
Oh, he could be on the bus.
...booking it?
He's going like 8 miles per hour, so he must be on a bus.
Come on. Pick up the pace. All right, we're in a little more of a downtown-y area. We got an Italian flag here in this wine shop, maybe. Maybe, like, on one of these ads. Domino's Pizza, come on. Come on, give it to me, Domino's. Yeah, nothing. All right, we gotta hurry. They're gonna be here in 9 minutes.
We are not letting him get out of Emden.
Unless we accidentally do.
Unless we accidentally do, we won't.
I wish everything was not closed. No, there's a bank. Nope, okay. All right, we might have to veto this. But we're 3 minutes from the grocery store. They might not even be coming here yet. They might not be anywhere nearby.
Okay. It's only about 10 minutes walk to where he is.
And then maybe we can just get him there.
Oh, come on. It's like a novelty shop. It's got so much American stuff. Simpsons. Come on. Oh, that's so close. That looks like an American, like, themed thing. Oh, shit! Yes. Yes, there. Boom. That is an American flag. All right, challenge complete. Oh, my God. I did so much running. All right, we need to disguise up now. Pull another challenge. See what we get. All right. New card. Be a good one. Come on.
Cursed! You now have wet hat syndrome. For the rest of your run, your hat must be wet at all times. In order to ensure your hat remains sopping wet, you must completely drench your hat in water every half hour. If, at the half hour mark, you are unable to soak your hat, you may not advance in the game until you have done so.
Okay, well, this is going to be funny with this hat, but that gets me really, really close to the coins I need. Basically, any other challenge, and I could afford the power-up. Let's buy water.
All right. You ready to destroy Adam?
Yes, we are here in Emden, where Adam still is, and he is, what did you say, only like an 8-minute walk from?
8-10-minute walk, yeah.
From the station, so... The key is we've got to sneak up on him.
Yeah, we can't let this get into a foot race.
Right there.
Oh, nice.
Hello. Three water. Wasser. Danke.
Guten Tag.
Okay.
Awesome.
He's moving again. Maybe we want to get in a taxi?
Well, it's so close that I kind of doubt it's worth it.
He's
in a big park or something.
All right, I'm going to run for just a little bit to try to just build up some distance on them if they have just gotten here. And I'll probably just transition to like walking as far away as I can get.
He is on this road, but he's quite far, but we need to not get spotted. Spotted. Let's actually cross the road because that'll restrict our sight line.
Okay,
he's going further that way now.
Okay. But on the same road?
Yes. He was just in this park. When we got to the station, he was in this park.
Okay.
So we're not far at all.
Look, it's the water. That's cool.
Okay. Well, he's by water, but he's already done the thing.
By water?
Yeah, he's like by some little canal or inlet or something. We are hot on his tail. Okay. So the key is, Ben, we have to spot him before he spots us. And we've got to be really smart about when to go in for the tag.
Okay, so that's the waterway. You said he's on the other side.
Here, you see? Here, Ben, look. We're right there. Well, I think what we should do, one of us post up there, the other one move in from here.
From where we are right,
right
now.
On this road. Okay. He's probably doing a challenge and not paying attention.
All right, I think I'm far enough away from the train station. I have time to pull a quick challenge. Shuffle.
Cursed! For the rest of your run, you may only take transportation that leaves at odd-numbered times. This is based on the last digit of scheduled departure times.
Nope. Definitely can't do that. That's a veto.
So you understand where you're going?
Yeah, so I'm going down this road.
Down this road to this crossroad there.
Yep. Okay.
I'll hide behind this corner.
Yeah, yeah.
Text me once you've arrived.
Okay. Good luck.
You too.
Well.
Shoot.
Well, if they're not here yet, I have to guess that they'll be here soon. I think we gotta just keep moving. I think we gotta just keep in motion here.
Okay. So I'm here, Sam's here, Adam's there. It looks like he's coming my way.
He's probably about to cross right up there. And then I will follow behind. Oh my God. He's in disguise.
Yes.
Hello?
Ben?
Yeah, he's close.
He's coming to you and he's in disguise.
Okay. Oh, he's in disguise.
I saw him. He's in like a sundress or something.
Sundress. Okay, got it. Got it.
Come here, Adam!
Oh my God, they're running.
There's no escape!
I believe in you, Ben.
I just don't think. Oh. I don't think there was a way out of that for me.
I certainly don't think you were getting on the ferry after that. One hell of a run. Well done.
We got him. Let's go.
Where the hell were you guys?
Ben, what's your prediction on the first thing Adam will say when we catch him?
Where were you guys?
Ooh. Where the hell were you guys this morning? I thought you were going to be in Munster.
Are you going to Bonn?
Yeah, they're bad trains.
Oh, they have fucked us so many times. I can't even begin to describe. Is there Sam?
Yeah, I see him. Hi, Sam.
Hello.
How's it going? Nice little breezy outfit you
got. Did it throw you off at all?
What? No. I saw it immediately and was like, oh, he's in a disguise.
Yeah, I was worried about that.
Well, anyway.
I mean, good luck getting out of my territory, boys.
Anyways, in the wise words of Adam Chase, cards, give me your cards, give me your cards.
In fairness, give me your cards. In fairness, I really need them.
Give me the cards. Give me the cards.
Okay, here.
Thank you. It's 10:31. I'm leaving. Goodbye.
Bye, Sam.
Good luck, Sam. Thank you, Ben. Okay, that was pretty perfect timing. I have just enough time to make the next train south to Munster. Back at the station. Deutsche Bahn, please don't let me down.
Yeah, we just gotta get Sam. I think he has to... I think he basically has to go all the way back to Munster, because these are all, like, tiny regional stations.
Yeah.
Okay, well, actually, if you were trying to go directly to Paris...
Yeah.
It wouldn't have you going back to Munster. Because, like, this route gets him into the Netherlands pretty quickly.
Yeah, here we go. Yeah, this. I agree. I think this is what he'll take. Emden to Salzburgen, Salzburgen to Hengelo, Hengelo to Zutphen, Zutphen to Breda, Breda to Antwerpen, Antwerpen to Paris. I think that is likely, right? That's... I bet you that he goes through the Netherlands just to avoid Deutsche Bahn.
All right. Slight change of plans. I've done some research, and... I think there's a better option than going all the way back to Munster, because I can get off at a stop before them called Salzburgen. And from there, there is a 35-minute transfer to a train over the border to the Netherlands. So we're going from Deutschland to Dutch land. I'm sorry. What I can do after that is I can string together a bunch of regional trains, kind of not through big cities at all. And the advantage is they will mathematically have to stay 1 hour behind on basically the exact same trains, but I will have some decent, like 30, 20, 40 minute connections where I can hopefully earn enough budget to be able to keep going. And I think it gets better because the advantage of getting down into Belgium is from there, the fastest route for Ben to get to his destination. The fastest route is through Paris, my zone. So he's going to be incentivized to go deeper into my zone, which will advantage me in the long term. So I think this is the best bet.
All right. We're out of our freeze period, and Sam has gotten on the train that we expected him to get on, and there is another train that does the same thing in, what, like half
like,
an hour?
Like 30 minutes from now. It's just an hour behind Sam. Can we buy water on the way?
We can.
I'm so thirsty. Would you I like accidentally to get bought it at all sparkling water.
Wasserbetten?
I think Wasserbetten sells water beds.
Oh.
Oh my gosh, Ben.
Yeah.
We have to get in Germany, truly sour glue wormchen.
Oh, they're glowworm.
Ben, you can finally find out what a glowworm tastes like.
I really want to know what they taste like.
Don't eat them. You can't eat them, Ben.
I would really like to eat one.
Oh, we're on the train to Munster, but in a much more real sense, Adam, where are we?
Wait. I was chewing.
Oh.
I'm going to get through it.
We're in the snack zone, baby!
That's true. Today, we're gonna be having some sour glowwormchen. It tastes like I'm eating a real animal.
All right, welcome to Salzburget. Okay, so card shuffled. Let's hope it's a good one.
It seems that he is stopping in Salzburgen, which means he's probably going to transfer to Hengelo. So
that also means that if he fucks himself on a challenge, if he does pull a challenge here and he fucks himself,
yeah,
we'll get him there.
We will, yeah.
So, Sam, if you're pulling a challenge there, good luck, buddy, because you're going to need it.
Let's hope it's a good one.
Cursed! You are now being ratatouille'd. The next move you make will be decided by a rat. Please access the Smithsonian Zoo's Naked Mole Rat live feed and go to camera 2. Whatever direction you first see a rat cross the camera, you must travel at least 2 miles in that direction before continuing.
Cursed. Oh no. Oh no. I've been ratatouille'd. Oh no.
All right, I wonder what's going to happen. If you're wondering what's going to happen, you can watch the next episode right now by signing up for Nebula.
What else you can get on Nebula is the Layover podcast. It's the Nebula-exclusive companion podcast to Jetlag. We do an episode every single week correlating to each episode of the season itself, explaining a little bit more of the strategy, explaining what happens off-camera, answering for our failures, explaining some of like the behind the scenes production stuff. And we have a lot of that this episode because we talk about what would have happened if Adam had just won the season at the beginning of day two after we flew all the way to France.
One ferry ride away, baby.
To film a whole season of jet lag. It would not have been awesome, but we did have a plan. We did have a plan for if that had happened. So we explain all of that in the layover episode this week.
And also on Nebula, there's all kinds of great other stuff from all of your other favorite creators. There's a ton of Nebula originals. Those are exclusive projects that are only on Nebula. Things like The Prince, a giant stage play from Philosophy Tube. Things like Night of the Coconut, an entire feature-length film from Patrick H. Willems. Stuff from Real Science, Real Life Lore, Real Engineering, all of the reels. A bunch of other things. And also, you know, when you sign up for Nebula, you're helping to support independent creators because Nebula is creator-founded and creator-owned.
And if you want to sign up for Nebula for a limited time, they're doing something a little unusual, lifetime memberships. So for $300, a one-time payment, you can become a member of Nebula for life. Now, I want to be clear. This is not necessarily the cheapest way to get access to Nebula. That would be the annual plan, $30 a year with our code. This is for if you really want to support the show and you really want to support Nebula, this gives the show and Nebula a lot of cash on hand right now that we can invest in future big projects, future jet lag seasons and future Nebula projects, and do that without taking outside investment. So if you want to sign up for Nebula, whether it's a monthly plan, an annual plan, or you want to go big and do the lifetime membership and really, really support Nebula or the show, but getting any of them would be great. Head over to nebula.tv/jetlag. Please do use the code jetlag so that they know that we sent you. And thanks so much.
Goodbye.